Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Brothers and sisters, I've been speaking many times over the last number of years, been speaking about being willing to seek the good of your neighbor. Be willing to care. Not just that they entertain you, or not just that, oh, we both like the same thing, or the same sport, or the same craft that we're doing, and so we come together by reason of something else. And it's fine to have those reasons, but they aren't the key reason. The key reason that we're together with one another is to help one another on the path to salvation. And that doesn't mean you have to preach. It just means that by your thoughts, your words, your actions, you're indicating that you serve someone beyond this world. Now, it can happen that people can say to you, doesn't mean you have to go around preaching it, but someone might say to you, why are you always happy? Or, why are you so concerned about this or that? And it's a wonderful opening to be able to say, because I think it's God's priority. And I want what's God's priority. I want to live out of His priorities, not out of my own, because my own are very narrow. My own are very small, because I can't see what God sees. Do you understand, brothers and sisters, there's a need to give people a wider perspective, an eternal perspective, not by preaching it, but by living it, until people are curious enough to ask you, why do you every Thursday go and work at this soup kitchen, or why do you do this, or why do you do that? And again, you don't have to preach. It's just, I love God, and so I want to serve His people, period. Let them ask the questions. First reading today is taken from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 9. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. And the promise is that it may go well with you and that you may have a long life on earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up with the training and instruction of the Lord. Slaves, be obedient to your human masters with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart as to Christ, not only when being watched or currying favor, but as slaves of Christ doing the will of God from the heart. Even as a slave, it's not that Paul advocates slavery, but he's saying while you're enslaved, you can still serve in a way by doing the will of God from the heart, willingly serving the Lord and not men, knowing that each will be requited from the Lord for whatever good he does, whether he is slave or free. We have all kinds of distinctions and separate groups in our world. That's not the kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of Heaven looks for the heart of the person and whether that person sincerely tries to seek the Lord every day of his or her life and repents when they fail. What work you do in one level doesn't matter. It's how you do it and why you do it. Whatever good he does, whether he is slave or free, masters, act in the same way towards them and stop bullying, knowing that both they and you have a master in heaven and that with him there is no partiality. Let me read those verses again. Actually, let me go back a couple of verses here because I want to try to bring this point home to you deeply. Slaves, be obedient to your human masters with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart, as to Christ, not only when being watched as currying favor, but as slaves of Christ doing the will of God from the heart, willingly serving the Lord and not men, knowing that each will be requited from the Lord for whatever good he does, whether he is slave or free. Masters, act in the same way towards them. So we all are called by Christ, not just the slaves, not just the poor, but the leaders, the masters. We all are called to live in Christ. Masters act in the same way towards them. Stop bullying, knowing that both they and you have a master in heaven, and that with him there is no partiality. When we stand before God, you're not going to stand with some elite group because you have power and prestige in this world. It all depends on the state of your soul. It is so easy for us to get caught up in worldly goals and to lose sight of the eternal. And the eternal is what is infinitely important. Infinitely important. What a shock it will be on Judgment Day to find out who each other really is, ourselves included. Did I do what I do for the right reasons? Or did I do it out of selfishness? Did I do it out of pride? Did I do it out of the me, myself, and I, the unholy Trinity? Or do I see the world all around me that God has placed me in that part of the world at this time in history? How am I to live? How am I to live in such a way that I am clearly a disciple of Christ? Clearly. Not because I say I am, but because all my thoughts, my words, my actions, thoughts are the hardest. My words and my actions indicate that I am a disciple of Jesus Christ, a son or daughter of God the Father. And I know that each person here has an infinite life. Every person I work with will live for all eternity. The question is, where? Where? Heaven or hell? Where? Am I living my life in such a way that my priorities are clear, not by my preaching, but by my actions, my obedience to the commandments? Am I living that out in such a way, not in a preachy way, not trying to make, oh, I did this yesterday and I did that. It's not trumpeting your own horn. That's not what I'm talking about. After a while, you are simply known as this kind of person. How would people define you if you asked them today? Would they define you clearly as a Christian, as a Catholic? Would they say of you, that person is loving, trustworthy, kind, generous, sincere? I like to be around such a person. Would you be identified that way? These are the questions we need to ask ourselves, brothers and sisters. Psalm 145 tells us the Lord is faithful in all his words. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord. Let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, making known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words, holy in all his works. The Lord lifts up all who are falling. He raises up all who are bowed down. We fall, we sin, but he's there to pick us up. He raises up all who are bowed down by sorrow, by loss, by suffering. He raises up all who are bowed down. The Lord will bring new life. The Lord will bring new hope into our lives. He will do that if we are faithful to him and repent when we fail. Directly repent when we fail. Luke chapter 13, verses 22 to 30. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Notice, Jesus was teaching as he went, took advantage of opportunities. Do we take advantage? I don't mean you have to get out a soapbox, but when something goes awry, that you help to resolve it, that when something goes well, you're quick to compliment those who have brought it about. You don't succumb to jealousy or envy. You're gracious. You're merciful. You're just. That's what God wants. Lord, will only a few people be saved? Someone asked him, and he answered them, strive to enter through the narrow gate. Now, what's the narrow gate? The call of God, the commandments. the willingness not just to do the external, you know, where you can check this off and check that off, but that you are more and more conformed to him. As son or daughter, you're more and more conformed to him as a true disciple. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. In other words, come on, take on the responsibility of being a disciple. My first identity when people want to know about me is to be able to say, I'm a daughter of God, the Father. I can't say that in every circumstance. I throw people off. But in my heart, that's who I am. I am a daughter of God, the Father. I'm espoused to his son, Jesus. I am his disciple in this life. That's who I am. Everything else is secondary. So the scripture tells us, enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, Lord, open the door for us. And he will say in reply, I do not know you. I do not know where you are from. Is going to say, this is mine to you. Does he identify with you because you identify with him? Because you've said yes to his invitation? You've responded to his call? And you will say, we ate and drank in your company. You taught in our streets. What do you mean you don't know us? I added that. And then he will say to you, I do not know where you are from. In other words, we're not rooted in God. We're rooted in this world. And Jesus is saying, things are not going to be easy if that's where we stay. I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers. And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. Brothers and sisters, that's possible. If we're just putting on a show and putting on a front, when we stand before God, God could say to us, I do not know you. Think about that. Just ask yourself, am I doing the right things for the right reasons? And that takes practice. It takes practice, but God sees in that a desire to be more and more conformed to him. Repent when you fail and just keep coming back to it. The flesh always tries to take the upper hand. But the more we give ourselves over to Christ and say, Lord, I want to bless you. I want to glorify you. I'm going to honor you today by my thoughts, words, actions. Help me. That's enough. Keep doing it. Keep saying it. And God will answer your prayer. The scripture, the gospel today ends with, and people will come from the east and the west and from the north and the south and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first. In other words, you're last in this world, the poor, the weak, whatever. Some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. Let's make sure, brothers and sisters, that we are following the Lord for the right reasons. God will take care of us. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.